that's the main issue, is that it's all very well creating fantastic yields, but when prices don't marry up particularly well with those yields, it's going to impact upon people's gross margins, and in some cases people will be not making much more than they would have done in a poor year with good prices.
So do you think that gross margins should really be the focus instead of yields, in a sense?
I think there should be a real push away from people talking about production, and it should really be a case of people looking at the gross margins as opposed to just straight yield. At the end of the day, you can produce a hell of a big crop and not make any money from it. And in some cases, you might produce a smaller crop and gain more from it.
Can you put things in a bit of context for us about how low prices are at the moment?
So we've seen prices drop off again since the ABARES released their crop forecast. So we're sitting on a bumper crop. And basically we've seen the premium that we generally receive, a premium over Chicago futures. We start to see that erode. And that's as a result of the trade realizing that, well, there is a big crop now. The grower hasn't sold much of it this year. And so it's a supply and demand. So the trade's not going to pay up for as big a crop.
Is wheat the crop that is facing the biggest challenges price-wise?
No, I think it's really wheat and barley, both facing some fairly heady winds against them. It's not looking too flash for either of them at the moment. And in reality, it's really a case of, over the past four seasons, globally, we've seen some pretty big crops, where production has exceeded consumption, which has resulted in us having globally record stocks. My concern is that we are sitting on these big global stocks. Prices aren't going to be going anywhere north for at least the next couple of months, I wouldn't think, until we start to see what's happened with the 2017-18 crop.
You mentioned silos and people holding stock on farm. Certainly anecdotally, we've heard that a lot of people are going to be doing that as much as they can. Is that likely to see them get higher returns in the long term?
I guess when we look at it, the prices just now are at very low levels. So if it was going to work, this is the year that it's going to work. We're at low levels just now. We've been at low levels for quite some time. When we come into next year, I guess some people are of the view that the only way is up, but we could actually sit here at these type of levels, a bit like a lull for the next 6 to 9 months. At that point, you're paying carry all the way through for this crop. Hold on to grain is not the worst idea in the world, but there are other alternatives as well out there to give you that exposure to the further out period, so that sort of the second half of 2017. For instance, you could use a pool. There's plenty of pool providers out there. You'd have to look at what each of their strategies were and see if it fitted in with your requirements, or you could use derivatives. You can use, I guess, a cash and call option where you sell your grain at harvest, considering that we still do have positive basis levels, especially in the likes of Western Australia. Take out a call option, which will give you that exposure to the to any upside in the market.
And so just finally, if you were to do a little bit of crystal ball gazing, do you see any price rises on the way, or are they likely to like you say, be in a lull for a while longer?
Well, I guess we did see overnight India has removed their import tariff. So previously they had a 10% import duty. They've removed that because they want to fill up their supplies after two poor production years. That's a bit of a positive. But other than that, most of the crop around the world is in the silos for 2016. So the world has a good view of where the stocks are currently sitting. I guess I personally don't really see a huge upside until February, March, and that upside will come if there appears to be an issue in the likes of Russia, Ukraine, or United States.